Hey everyone, welcome to the weekend. It's Friday and Hebrews chapter 5 is where we find ourselves today. Now I had mentioned yesterday that the end of chapter 4 refers to Jesus as the high priest. Now this theme continues not only in chapter 5 but all the way through chapter 10 of the book of Hebrews. And to understand this, we really do need to know a little bit about the high priest in the temple. So a high priest would have been someone that came from the tribe of Levi. That's why they were called Levites or Levitical priests. And these Levitical priests would offer sacrifices on behalf of the people in the temple for the forgiveness of their specific sins. If you look back at the beginning of the Old Testament, you will see hundreds and hundreds of different rules and regulations and sacrifices that people were to make when they committed specific sins. So the author of Hebrews is making kind of a comparison of the Levitical priests with Jesus, who is the final high priest, so to speak. So these priests, as I said, were from the tribe of Levi. Jesus was from the tribe of Judah. So you look down his descendants, you look at Jacob's sons who created the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 people groups of Israel, clear back in the Old Testament. Jesus's bloodline was from the tribe of Judah. You may have heard in songs of Jesus being referred to as being from the tribe of Judah or the king of Judah, right? You've heard that. Or he's known as the Lion of Judah. This is because he was from that tribe, his descendants were. So there were many Levite priests, but there were only one Jesus, right? There was only one Jesus, and the Levites would offer up those animal sacrifices for forgiveness for people's specific sins, while Jesus offered himself up as a sacrifice for the forgiveness of all sin, for all time, for all of us who will commit our lives to him. So that's kind of an introduction to this idea of Jesus being the high priest. In verses 11 to 14 here in Hebrews chapter 5, it's a personal message that the author gives to the Hebrews. And it appears as if so many Jews had believed in Jesus or put their trust in Jesus, but they still somehow thought Jesus would make it more about politics than anything else. And I know that that's certainly something we can talk about in our culture today. There are definitely political things that we need to follow, political things that we need to understand and make sure that we're voting for people who hold Christian standards. But these Hebrews had turned the whole Christianity thing into a politicized ideal or idea that they had. So this is where the author reminds them of just how spiritually immature they are. If we read verses 11 to verse 14, he says, "We have much to say about this, but it is hard to explain because you are slow to learn. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers," meaning teaching about Jesus, "you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil." Really, how I interpret this is the author of Hebrews is saying, you accepted a relationship with Jesus, you took the first step, but then what did you do after that? And this is a call for spiritual growth. Get off the milk and get onto the solid food, kids, is what he's saying here. even that they don't even know what the elementary truths of God's word are, meaning that they could not take the Old Testament and really see how it all connected to Jesus. So that's what you'll be reading about today on this Friday, and I'll be back with you with the next chapter of Hebrews on Monday. Have a great weekend.